Inspector Emma Croft discussing the Operation Greenland online shopping safety campaign. Inspector Croft, why have we launched this initiative today?
Well, today is actually the busiest day for online shopping, I believe, also named Cyber Day for shopping. And we want people to enjoy the experience and want to be able to purchase gifts and goods without being targeted by criminals. We know criminals will use this time of year to their advantage, and they will look to obtain financial and personal details from you. I would always urge anybody who's going to go online, particularly today, always use reputable and well-known sites which promote secure means of payment. If you're in any doubt, please do not purchase from that site.
And just on that subject of having doubts about a site, what advice can we expand on in relation to those who may be shopping at sites that they're not entirely sure of?
Quite simply, if you're not entirely satisfied with the quality or authenticity of the site and the seller, do not purchase any goods or give out any personal information on that site. If you do encounter a site that you are not quite happy with, we would urge you to report this to the police, but also contact Action Fraud, which is an organisation who can follow up any inquiry in relation to that site so no one else comes a cropper.
And as part of this campaign as well, we're also urging the public to remain vigilant for the scam known as vishing. Can you give us a little bit of information about this scam and how people should help protect themselves?
Vishing, a new word for many of us, but it's where an individual will contact you claiming to be from a bank and usually alleging there has been suspicious activity on your account and will ask you to transfer money to what they may call a safe account, at which point they then have full access to your funds and will usually remove it for their own end. Our advice is that neither police nor banks will ever cold call you and ask for any personal details or ask for you to transfer any money of any type. So if you do receive a call like this, please do not comply. Please immediately hang up the phone, make sure the line is cleared, and then contact police. And obviously after that, if you have any doubts, please contact your own bank branch and ask them for additional security advice on your accounts.